It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, along with the DOC, we continue along the way on a kind of gray, overcast, fall afternoon, right, Doug? I mean, it's not
beautiful
bright.
Day, Christopher. Beautiful.
It is. It's a beautiful day. You know what's good is that if it stays this way, it won't have to deal with the blinding sun right in your eyes as you're trying to navigate traffic around on the beltways and all that stuff as we try and head home. In case you missed it, the Bears and the Commanders flex to 425 next Sunday. Sunday was already a 405 game, and of course they'll honor Daryl Green as they should, and of course all of our pregame coverage I believe will still start at 9 a.m., but I got to double check all of that with Earl and then
the Pearl,
the so-called youngest in charge, and Denton Day leading you up and two, and then Doc, of course, on the way home out of Northwest Stadium. But again, the Bears and the Commanders game going to be 4:25, and that should mean Tony Romo and Kevin Burkhardt. Yeah, Burkhardt and Tony Romo. Not Tony Romo, my gosh. Tom Brady, sorry about that. Next Sunday on Fox. So you have that. You have the Amari Cooper trade from Cleveland to Buffalo. You have the Davante Adams trade is now official from Vegas to the New York Jets. You want to go back to the calls?
I follow the leader.
Well, I mean...
Tomorrow you got to deal with the infant. Mm-hmm. Today you're completely in charge.
Yeah.
Well, he would say
if he's the infant, then you're the senior citizen.
Exactly. Well, we know what he'll say, but I just think you deserve a break. Quiet before the
storm.
Do
I ever get a break?
You get a break every Tuesday.
That's fair. Yeah. Although some people think again, the DC Grime kid. He says, you have Doc seething. You don't look like you're seething. I mean, that's again, I'm not going to ask you if you're pissed off because you already said no, but you're not seething either. You just think that I am ridiculous and over the top in some of the questions that I ask you, right?
No. It's not ridiculous. You represent the people. Now, I don't know who they are or where they live, but they've got to be a group
somewhere.
Well,
they live in Mommy's basement.
No, they live in New York. They're somewhere in Long Island, or they're somewhere in Buffalo, or they're upstate. They're somewhere, and I got to respect that. And since both of our childhood teams happen to be in the midst of a series right now, It's all it's you know, but respect.
That picture that I took of you earlier that I posted at WrestleMania 621, people can check it out. I took it, and you're wearing your Dodgers turtleneck, right, underneath a black sleeveless vest, which looks great, what have you. You grew up in, you know, you weren't born in Southern California, as I found out, but you grew up in Southern California, right? Exactly. You lifelong
Union
Dodger fan, all of that, no problem. But you also, we got Grimace in the shot as well. And you know Grimace, the impact that Grimace has had on the New York Mets this year, right? You've heard that story. You've seen that, right?
No.
No? Okay. Well, let me give you the short story version. They brought Grimace out to a game for whatever reason, or some dude dressed up in a big Grimace, the longtime figure from McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
So they brought, and the Mets didn't lose for like eight straight games after that.
Right.
And then just before, for the first home playoff game this year, they brought Grimace out against the Phillies last Tuesday, I guess it was. Yeah, game three of the NLDS.
So that's Grimace. I thought that was Linnell.
Such terrific mathematical analysis.
So anyway, how do
Doc's broken?
I mean, how do I do this? Anyway, I'll try and be a professional. Grimace is now like, he threw out the first pitch last Tuesday for the NLDS at Citi Field for the Mets and the Phillies. So I don't know what his role is going to be moving forward, but Grimace has become one of the iconic figures and faces of the New York Mets run here in the NLCS against your beloved Dodgers. Series tied 1-1, heading back to Citi tomorrow night.
All right. Well, okay. Now I get it. Now it makes sense.
All right.
I honestly did think that was Big Al. I thought that was your version.
No. Okay. I mean, I don't pay honor to him when he's not here.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I have to deal with him elsewhere and other times. He called, you know, like you'd think he'd have like some understanding of what we do. He called me like early in the fourth quarter last night. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to watch a game. I don't want to be on the phone. I got to be on the phone enough with my kids. I don't want to be on the phone. He just doesn't understand. It's just kind of clueless island.
He's 26.
You know, you've heard of Revis Island. You've heard of
Clueless Island. Yeah, 26.
Right. All right, let's get to Lou here. Real quickly, what's up, Lou? How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man.
What's going on?
Doc, what's going on, boss?
You know what time it is, Lou.
You know what time it is. Yes, indeed. I got to keep it real. I got to call it like it is, right? So, for me, looking at this defensive, the defensive guys that we have, I don't know if we could make, you know, a noise, try to, you know, I don't know. I mean, we beat up a couple of teams, okay, but I just don't know when we face a real team like Lamar team or some of like, you know, a Minnesota team. I can't trust these guys, man. So I'm looking forward to Adam to make a call. Like, can you tell me why is J.C. Jackson or Hassan Reddick? I think they need guys like that. They could kind of make a move and then kind of help out
J.C. Jackson has been run through multiple organizations and now two times over.
He
sucks.
There's only two. Don't make it. Chris, from New England, he went to what?
Dude, he was to San Diego, and he was run out of San Diego because he was a bad player, overpaid, and a bad seed. And then he went back to New England, and then he didn't show up for games.
Okay, all right. Well, I really don't know what the case is.
If you want a free agent cornerback that – it has some talent. I don't know if he's exactly a scheme fit yet or not. To me, it's Xavier Howard. Now, you got to pay him, but they have the money. Right. They have the money.
Right.
Go out and pay him.
So my thing is, Chris, can I say something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. So my thing is, Jaden and the offense has been carrying his team. So it's only right. They got to make some call to make things happen like Buffalo's doing, man. You're not out of the – I mean, contender, like, why you wait till, like, next season or say, oh, okay, man, we're going to do this next season. But, like, what, might take a chance this season because next season ain't guaranteed. I mean, the NFC East is not that bad, so why not take advantage of it and try your luck and try to make a move just like every other team and try to make it, you know, anything could happen once you get in the playoffs. So if you have a good defense, you could go all the way. So why not add pieces? I just don't get it. Why they, you know, want to sit back and think.
Well, just because they haven't done it yet doesn't mean they're not going to do it. The deadline is November 5th, right? So
right.
We're talking about 3 weeks from today, okay? So still a lot of time. But I guess the more curious thing for me is, do they go out and add an offensive piece to make the offense theoretically even stronger, better, to try and compensate
defense is? Chris, that's a no. You win in, by
what
defense.
What do you mean that's not a, that's a no? Teams do that all the time.
To you, you win in the league by defense. If you have a good defense, we got a franchise QB. So if you have a good – they don't need nothing in the offense, man. I don't get it. They don't need anything. They don't need no Devontae or receiver. I'll be happy to have one, but I'm fine. They moving the ball. They putting up points. It's the defense is leaking. I mean, they still running right now. St. Jude's is holding people right now. So come on, man. Chris, let's not. Yeah, appreciate you taking
Thank
my call.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Lou does not like Benjamin St. Jude's. I found that out. He's moved from. He's moved from Ron Rivera as his pincushion. Pin the tail on the donkey to Benjamin St. Jude's.
I'll take Juice until we get somebody better. Keep playing. The corners tell me I trust the corners, and if you haven't played it, then I don't listen to anybody. It's like quarterback, corner, rush in, left tackle. Yeah. Unless you've played it, there's only so many people walking the planet that can really discuss it.
I'm not anti-Benjamin St. Juice
either.
I mean, ideally, I don't want him to be my number
He's
one.
He's not your one.
Right?
I
mean, he is on this team, but ideally, I don't want
that. The nitwits that were shopping before were nitwits. Now,
I mean, the nitwits that were shopping before also drafted him as well.
Exactly. But he's played up. He's the best you got. Nobody can cover somebody faster than them across the field. You don't have A-plus pressure. But you know what? You've been way worse before. So I'm not down on this group. They just got to do it as a team. We're not good enough to split it up. And no, we need a collective unit. And our special teams, there's so many positives. And you're not going to get me to be pissed off. How could I be mad now based on the garbage that I've had to work through for the past 5, 6, 7 years? You got to be kidding me, man. Let's just button down, get people to do their jobs, and trust five.
Do you think Emmanuel Forbes was deactivated on Sunday because he stinks or because they were worried about a non-physical player against a physical offense?
I don't think you want anybody to get hurt that you're not investing in. And so why would you put him on the field? He gets hurt, you got to pay him for the rest of his contract or the rest of his year. He can't really, he's not a cover guy. He doesn't play the run well. He's basically useless to you.
But if he does anything, right?
If he'd have shown that, he'd be playing.
Yeah.
You know he's got to be in bad shape if you can't play now. We need somebody to cover somebody. Yeah. A guy is a smaller guy.
I was going to say, I think a quick twitch guy like Zay Flowers probably would have been a pretty good matchup.
That's
but
what you would have
they
thought.
Asked me on the pregame show, Linnell and Denton. I mean, same thing maybe with Jalen. They don't set the edge. They're not physical.
You see the Wolverine? He's physical.
Yeah.
This kid's not going to be on your roster. I mean, give this front office credit. They unloaded a guy, first-round receiver, that I'm playing more than he's playing with his new team.
Yeah.
So all
you
I'm
want to speak about not being physical. That's a textbook definition.
They know what they're looking for. The first thing you do with a new program. Yeah. He's not our kind of guy.
You think like Forbes and maybe Jamin Davis, I don't want to put words in your mouth, clearly they are not.
Well, Jamin was a project.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying now it's not going to fit what we're looking for.
Right.
Let's not get him damaged
because
he may be an asset to someone else.
But don't you damage the resource, even though I understand what you're saying, do you damage the resource by deactivating them because then everybody knows they're in the Chateau Bowell and you don't like them?
Well, because somebody else may not have the talent you have, he may be an immediate hit for someone else in another area, maybe to run a defense or have a different vision. All you know is that, see, what I love about this group, they make a determination early on, not for us, get rid of them. Don't F around. This ain't what we would have bought. They look at the last group and say, were they high when they did all this, and they get rid of their people. Purge immediately. Don't mess around. So I respect that.
All right, coming up next. Matty, you have that audio from Jerry Jones from this morning? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you heard this yet?
No. Why would I want to do anything with Dallas?
Well, because
first you
hate
the Jets. Well, losers.
Now you're
going to force me to stomach me through the guy go Dallas?
Because I'm a hater, and I intentionally want to piss you off.
Well, I guess that's right.
318 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us, Jerry Jones. You'll hear it next. All right, along with the DOC, it is almost 3:22, so I go out during the commercial break to go get a refill splash of coffee. There's not much coffee left in there, and I just took whatever drips were still left of it. But as I'm approaching the kitchen, not only is the landfill still here, which is a miracle at 3:20 in the afternoon.
There's another miracle here, too.
But Craig Hoffman is set up just in the kitchen on his laptop. And it's odd because he's normally in a side little studio over here.
The Hoffman studio wing is over here. Yeah.
And he thought, well, you know, Tuesday afternoons, like initially, he thought, well, that's, you know, that's the Yell Fest on the Team 980 before his show.
No, but he thought it was Wednesday.
He thought he kind of confused. So I said, no, I had to clarify. I said, nope, today is Doc. And I said, that brings on its own special challenges. Tomorrow is what you're kind of worried about.
So he avoided the side of the building because he thought that you know who was here.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. What's his nickname?
What's this thing, creature's name?
Grimace.
Grimace. He thought Grimace was in. Okay, good. Yeah. All right.
Grimace. So Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas with my guy Sean Sharif and RJ. I know RJ a little bit, but I know Sean real well. He grew up a Redskins fan, grew up in this area, so on and so forth. Interviews Jerry Jones every Tuesday. And it always makes news because Jerry always makes news. So today, they were questioning him. I don't have the exact context of what they were questioning him directly about, but it was basically about the lack of offseason moves, which everybody talked about, right? And the Cowboys obviously knew that they had to pay Dak and they had to pay CD, which they did, and they did. And they lost some pieces, Tyron Smith, Tyler Biadasz, a couple other guys, Dan Quinn. Of course, that had nothing to do with money, but certainly it was not a great offseason for the Cowboys. So here's what Jerry Jones told those guys this morning when being questioned again about the lack of offseason activity and why the team is struggling.
So let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
A job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay? y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
What?
Now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners, and I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning.
These yahoos.
And we can spend a lot of time going over zigging and zagging. One of the stupidest things I've ever done that anybody has ever analyzed is by the Cowboys. It was an idiot that did that. So idiot things can turn into good decisions. Okay? Smart things can turn into bad decisions. The facts are that when you make one, you don't really know whether it's going to be good or not at the time. So let's just go ahead. I'm trying to answer your questions, man.
All right. That's enough of that. He literally called them yahoos. Yahoos, not yahoos. Doc, when I saw the quote first from I think his name is John Makota, I think is how you say it, longtime Cowboy beat guy. I think he's with The Athletic, but I could be wrong. When I first saw it this morning and then I heard the audio, I was like, oh, Jerry. Now, I think Jerry talking after every game is ridiculous. He should not be talking. I know he's the general manager as well as the president, as well as the owner.
He's everything.
But the general manager does not talk after every game.
He is the general manager.
No, I'm saying just because he's the general manager, he shouldn't be talking after every game too. I mean, it's not just an owner talking after every game. It's the general manager, president, owner talking after every game. He does not need to be doing that. You want to make yourself available every 2 weeks, whatever it might be, Wednesday, all that. He does not need to be doing that. As a result, every time it seems lately that Jerry Jones opens his trap, he's uttering bupkis, like nonsensical stuff. Like you just heard, right? He goes on this show every Tuesday. It's on the Cowboys flagship station, right? And again, I don't know the exact question that Sean and RJ asked him, but basically he's like, you know, I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over there. I'll look at it, okay? And not every decision is perfect, whatever. But if you think I'm interested on a damn phone call with you over the radio and sitting here and throwing out all the good out of the dishwater, you've got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not, and I really don't. I don't even want our listeners listening to me talking about, this is not your job. Your job is not to let me go over the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job. I don't know what any of that means. Like he's saying they shouldn't ask about certain moves that have backfired or certain moves that they didn't make. I don't know exactly what Jerry wants them to do. I mean, they're 3-3. It's not like they're horrible. But what does Jerry want them to do? That's what we do. If I had Josh Harris on the show every week, and I don't, so kudos to them. That's part of their contract. If I had Dan Quinn every week, there would be times where I would have to ask some tough questions.
Okay, let me guess. I assume because on the Odyssey app, which you can get for free 24/7,
mm-hmm.
that you assume we have some Cowboy listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be interested in this. Or you care about Clay like I do. I can tell you personally, because Clarence is one of my closest associates,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't like Jerry at all. So he has no interest in this.
Right.
Because when you sat down today to put down your list, when you were developing your strategy for today's show.
Everything's in my mind, Doc.
In your mind.
Yeah.
You had to think that at some point, Jerry Jones point had some level of value.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
I think he's just bored of not having to complain about Dan Snyder. So another owner does something crazy.
Another factor that no one cares about. That has very little interest in. I don't think you get anybody to call in right now and back that up. If you did, you'd prove it.
So what you're saying is the fact that I have brought Jerry Jones' words to the attention of the listening public is not something obviously you would have done.
Why
but
would I?
On your show.
No, I just play the hits.
Right.
I'm like a DJ.
So you don't think Jerry Jones uttering a bunch of random nonsense is not playing the hits?
I don't need Jerry any longer because my product is hot.
Mm-hmm.
I use Jerry when we sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I got a hot product, I haven't mentioned Jerry other than for Clay. I check on Clay and I check on Derek Davis, Raj, my Cowboy diehards.
Because mm-hmm.
they're hurting right now.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't give a damn about him.
Yeah, I don't give that much of a damn about him.
Yes, you do.
I mean,
something about you that you wanted to bring this Jerry Jones thing to, just like the Jets thing.
Do you think I woke up this morning thinking, how can I play Jerry Jones audio on the radio?
You tell me.
You tell me, what was that all about?
I mean, it's I'd say the main point is the fact that it is a conference rival, that we're watching an implosion from the highest level, and with what Jerry Jones means for the league and with his level of visibility for the league, watching that organization that's been 12 wins fall apart, saying that having him go on a radio station and threaten to have the hosts fired because they're asking questions about, hey, what happened this offseason? I'd say that kind of goes towards, hey, why are the Dallas Cowboys not playing great? What's going on? Well,
and you,
it starts
and,
from
no,
the top,
no, and
Jerry
asking, I'm asking
crazy.
Because I want to learn. Because I had nobody in my sphere of influence. And for those of you that don't quite understand what that means people you come in contact with mm-hmm. that ask a question about it or engage with me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand I'm abnormal. But I wanted to understand. So obviously you two did. You had people that asked you about Jerry Jones today. Sirianni, yeah, I did have people from ask about the Philly deal.
Well, I just think it's funny also.
I don't, because they suck. They're a non-factor. They're like a zero. And we haven't beaten them.
I will say.
I don't find any value in dealing with my people in my division until we beat them. Now, if we beat them, then I kind of get in on this. But last time I checked, they kicked our ass, right?
Well, that is indeed what happened.
Okay,
yes.
So I'm built differently. So I don't, I don't taunt people that I haven't beaten until I beat them.
Okay, that's fair.
But that's just me. I'm interested in how you mortals, how you guys do business.
I mean, I just thought the audience deserved to hear Jerry Jones
just
rambling.
I'm interested to hear what the public thinks.
Right.
I speak and work for the people. So I'm listening. I'm all ears.
All right, okay. Clean up on aisle 3 straight ahead, and as well, dum-dum of the day. We still got a lot more to go right here on a Tuesday afternoon in the nation's capital. Doc loves Jerry Jones. That should be the thing you remember out of that last segment on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the trade deadline is 3 weeks from today. That hasn't stopped. A couple of teams making some major moves, as we've been telling you throughout the show. First, Davante Adams from the Las Vegas Raiders to the New York Jets for a reported conditional third-round pick. Adams has passed his physical. He's already been announced. He's all set to go, likely to make his Jets debut this Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. Speaking of the Steelers, Mike Tomlin said Russell Wilson is not only in consideration to play, but in consideration to start against the Jets again on Sunday Night Football. Meanwhile, another big trade, Amari Cooper is heading from Cleveland to Buffalo for multiple picks. And he is, again, expected to join the 4-2 Bills, who beat the Jets last night on Monday Night Football. Talked about that game, that win, and the Davante Adams trade all throughout the 1 o'clock hour. If you missed it, hit the Odyssey Rewind or go check out the podcast after the show. Meanwhile, the Capitals are back home tonight for game 2 of 2 and their second home game of the year. They'll take on the team that they beat in the Stanley Cup final 6 years ago, the Vegas Golden Knights, who come in at 3-0-0. Capitals with a disappointing opener on Saturday night against the New Jersey Devils. They're expected to start Logan Thompson in the pipes. He was with Vegas until a trade at around the NHL draft, which was also held in Vegas. You can check out the action 6:45 with John Walton and crew on the Capitals Radio Network and on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending. All right, wrapping it up here on a Tuesday afternoon. Bunch of things we have not gotten to just yet because we've been so busy with all the breaking news in the NFL. So here's what we do. We do a little cleanup on aisle 3, baby, because there's things to get to that we just simply don't have time for. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle 3. cleanup on aisle three.
All right, I wanted to start something we don't get a chance to talk about much, the Colorado Buffaloes in college football. You know, of course, you know who their head coach is. Prime. Deion Sanders, yes, coach exactly. So Travis Hunter was banged up Saturday during a loss to Kansas State late at Saturday night, in case you missed that. Right shoulder injury, second quarter, didn't return. Played 23 snaps on offense, 21 on defense, three catches, 26 yards, had a tackle, right? So here's the question. He's expected to play this Saturday against Arizona. I don't think anybody really cares about that, but he's a dual direction player. Plays wide receiver, plays corner. Deion Sanders has already said this isn't going to be a Travis Henry and Shedeur Sanders goes wherever they go. He's basically going to control the draft, is what he's threatening. And what I wonder by that is he going to be like going around to certain teams like LeBron James did and holding teams at hostage and saying, these guys will not report if you draft them? Meaning if Jacksonville is, I don't know, a top three, top four pick, top five pick, whatever it might be, is he going to go around threatening them? So, Doc, here's my question to you. One, do you believe Deion's got that kind of stroke? Two, if you're Travis Hunter, or if you're interested in Travis Hunter, and why wouldn't you be? Would you want him to play both corner and wide receiver in the NFL, or would you say you got to play one or the other?
I know it depends on the team, because he's a small guy.
Mm-hmm. Gets injured a lot or banged up a lot.
Great hands. Mm-hmm. And I'd want him on my team because of his skill set, but I see him right now more as a receiver.
Okay. And what about Deion, as I call him, Deion the Dictator, controlling the draft? Like, if you got a call from Deion Sanders and you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, or you're the, what's another crappy team?
Carolina.
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers, yeah. Right? All right, let's start with that, right? Deion calling them and going, no way, no chance in hell do you take my guy. Or he's not reporting. He's not going to sign a contract. What do you do?
I don't think I'd be affected by anything that Deion would come at me with. I wouldn't. Not at all. I think he's too spread out in things, which is why none of the things he's doing, mm-hmm. he can't dominate anything. He's in too many things.
Mm-hmm.
Till he proves me he can dominate at one thing, then I'd be concerned.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. We mentioned Nick Sirianni just a little bit ago. Coaches are facing all sorts of criticism. Also in college football, West Virginia's head coach. I don't know if anybody knows Neil Brown. Whatever. He's a complete non-factor. But West Virginia fell to 3-3 Saturday night at home. Mm-hmm. They got beat by Iowa State, which is a top 10 team, right? Eighth consecutive loss against a ranked opponent, blah, 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 blah. They've got another big home game coming up against Kansas State, for whatever that matters. But the coach said after the game, quote, I get that they want to win, about the frustrated fan base, but what I would say is, did they have a good time? Did they enjoy it? It was a pretty good atmosphere, you know? I'm assuming they probably had a pretty good time tailgating. So if they're in the deal for enjoyment, then I would come back. I looked at the weather. It's going to be nice again. It's a night game, and we need them to provide a home field advantage. Any problem with the head coach of West Virginia? Again, kind of a middling college football program, 3-3. Not horrible, not bad. Again, losing to top 10 teams at home, but the head coach basically saying, hey, man, as long as you had a good time drinking and tailgating your face off, what does it matter if we win or not?
Don't really want him to be that real. He's probably too real.
Mm-hmm.
But it, having been there, it's a terrific college football atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got to develop that bond with his people, because it can be an advantage. Mountaineers' home game is really wild.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he'll know his people, and I wouldn't get between him and his people. Because he's got to have a relationship with them. It's different.
I know it's
crazy. I love it. It's raucous.
I know it's a great atmosphere.
It really is.
But I guess what I would say is I would want my head coach, whether it be college, pro, whatever, to not be like if Dan Quinn, if the Commanders, I don't know, were getting their brains beat out every Sunday and were, you know, and they're not. But, you know, say a couple of losses from now, if they lose to Carolina and the Bears, say, you know, well, listen, I understand the fans are frustrated, but as long as they're having a good time here at Northwest Stadium, that's all that really matters, right? We hope they come back. We hope they give them a home. If Dan Quinn said that, you know how that's going to be taken, right? I mean, now, I don't think Dan Quinn is going to say anything like that, but if Dan Quinn were to say something like that, that would be met with a lot of criticism. That would be fair, right? I mean, a fan base that has been pummeled for 30 years, kicked in the nuts constantly, and then had something to chew on, had something to get excited about. Now you've lost, say, three in a row, and fans are starting to get squirmy. If he said something like that, that would not be met kindly by the fan base or the media around here, I don't think. I can't imagine, right?
Yeah, it's tough. I just know that if they have a loyal fan base, being there on game day is awesome. And I just think you got to be real with your people. They'll know him and know if he's righteous or not. But it's an awesome home field advantage if the ears are behind them.
Right.
Really is.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are hosting the New York Jets. We've mentioned that a couple of times on Sunday night. Davante Adams, the rest of the crew, Aaron Rodgers, they can all be best friends again and what have you. The Pittsburgh Steelers, on the other hand, are a pretty good team. They're not a great offense by any means, but Justin Fields has played well enough to not turn the ball over a lot, to run for. He had a couple of rushing touchdowns the other day. Again, he's played pretty smart football, but it's a pedestrian passing offense. So Russell Wilson was expected to be the starter. Then he got re-injured. Then he was basically the third emergency quarterback for the first several weeks. He was active for the first time last week, didn't play. Now they're talking about, okay, could he possibly start? And I would just ask this, right? I thought all along that Russell Wilson was their best choice, but he's 35 years old. He clearly does not have the same mobility that Justin Fields has. If you are Mike Tomlin, is there any way at all that you should be considering a switch from Justin Fields, again, who might be limited as a passer, but he is limited as a passer,
yeah,
to maybe a more advanced passer, but one who hasn't played in several weeks, and one who certainly doesn't have the mobility against still a pretty good Jets defense? Would you do that if you were Mike Tomlin?
The fact that he's going to give this an option means that he is determined that Fields has a ceiling, and he's recognized that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to go and at least take a look to see. Yeah, he's got to take a look at this other guy
who's not
a good investment.
I don't think you can start Russell Wilson this Sunday night. But if you're really struggling against, again, a good Jets defense at home and the Boo Birds come out, you can absolutely go to Russell Wilson and say, look, guys, I mean, you know, I'm not playing around. I'm looking for a spark. You don't even have to say I'm looking for somebody better than Justin Fields, even though you are. You say I'm looking for a spark, right? That's how I would handle it. And is that wrong?
No, it's scary that Russell changed his game. Russell can't be a long-term option for anybody because he's wrecked. And Justin, to me, is a bridge. Mm. But you got to have a running game. And Pittsburgh, this whole thing, to me, is an experiment.
Yeah.
It's just not a...
Najee Harris is fine.
Yeah.
It's just not somebody that I would go... Their offensive line has been really torn to...
That's the problem.
Torn to shreds.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, everybody that they've drafted, everybody that they've signed is injured.
That's the problem.
I think they're missing 3/5 of their original starting... I got to say this. I've been very hard on Justin Fields throughout his career. He's actually sort of impressed me. He hasn't made a lot of mistakes. Yeah,
He's been better than he's been.
Yeah.
But when you compare him to some of the other options, they're kind of be what they are, a little bit over 500.
There you go. All right, coming up next. That does it for
Clean Up in aisle three.
The Miss Voice Lady forgot her. Coming up, Dum Dum of the Day. I have no idea where we're heading with
this.
What
are you going to change the name of that?
What do you want me to call it? Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. I know what you're thinking. I see your face. Don't say it, Doc. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Doc, those are your canines that are barking. They're upset at me as usual.
They're kind of angry at you.
Yeah.
You're not feeding them.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you know.
Bonesy boy. Woo.
Bonesy accuses me of a lot of things. Yeah. I don't know what his issue is with me. I'm not sure. He makes a lot of backhanded accusations.
You and G would used to be good.
Yeah. I know. I know. But either way, I mean, I can't, you know, all I can do is the best radio show I can do and deal with the parameters and the things that I can control.
They're pretty influential people now. They're pretty high, you know.
Speaking of influential.
Financially, they're very, very, very set.
One guy thought he's influential enough to do something really, really stupid, and he thought wrong.
It's time for Dum Dum of the Day.
All right, this Dateline, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Matty found this, so kudos to him.
Ice.
Headline, man allegedly steals a truck to make it to a court date. Why?
Okay.
He was facing criminal charges on a separate vehicle theft charge.
Okay.
Bring gas.
Exactly. Okay. To Stillwater.
Okay.
So, according to a Facebook from the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, Cody Adams is accused of stealing an emergency vehicle in order to make it to court in time to face a previously stolen vehicle charge.
Okay.
So, the police said, you know, here's one you don't see every day. Mm-hmm. They found him at a gas station in Stillwater asking people for a ride to a county court where he was scheduled to appear. He couldn't get the ride, so he allegedly stole a LifeNet ambulance supervisor vehicle that had been left running with nobody inside. He made it to the courthouse, ditched the vehicle, but he was spotted by a trooper nearby who then arrested the driver, the stealer, the guy who was already scheduled to face charges, Adams. He admitted to borrowing the vehicle.
He next was, thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
He was. They took him into court to face his charges, and then they took him right back to county jail on new charges.
Hey, man.
I mean, I guess at least
I figured. Hey, look. He was committed. He didn't want to be late.
Yeah, at least he made his court date,
he was
right?
To make his court date. Yeah.
Exactly. Beep, beep. I mean, so we should give him credit for that?
I got to give him credit for
that. Does that sound like something that sounds a smart person would do?
Sounds like something you know who would do.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do know who I'm
talking
about.
You're talking about Grimace?
No. Beep, yeah, Grimace. Oh, okay. Sounds like something Grimace would do.
I'm watching Gary Bettman on the television monitor speak with the Stanley Cup in front of him. Is this when the Capitals may have won the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Now, I got to win a playoff series before I brag anything. But I, you know who was there, Doc?
You were there.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
Congratulations. You're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
Not that I want to pat myself on the back or anything, but I was there.
You were there. And it was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
George McPhee wasn't as happy as moment.
No,
but
no.
Yeah.
I was on the ice moments after this happened. My favorite is what we're seeing now. Alex Ovechkin just screaming at his team and pumping his fists and just awesome.
Not everybody can have that moment,
brings chills, man. Brings chills.
Not everybody can have that moment.
Doc, thank you as always. Appreciate
you. Yeah, well, you didn't break me. Every week to Tuesday, you don't break me. I end up being a better man.
I try, apparently.
I know you do.
Apparently, I live to just
you
annoy them.
That's okay,
sleep
but you're ready for Wednesday.
Thank you to Matty Ice. Tomorrow. A Windbag Wednesday, indeed.
God bless all.
With Lionel. That is on tap. Greg Hoffman will take you home on a Tuesday afternoon. Stay tuned for that. Adios.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app